What's bittul aniyim? Shaloi yehei aniyim yoishu v'mishamrim. Achshuv meniach balabayis peya. That if a balabas has a right anytime he wants to leave over peya, the aniyim are going to have to be alert 24 hours a day. They'll have to stay there from the morning and watch him cutting, eyes cutting. They don't know what seconds leave over the peya. They all want to charge. So they'll have to be waiting there the whole day. But like this, they know that the mitzvah is to leave it over at the end, so they see. The guy is first starting to cut down his fields. We'll leave him alone now. We'll come back later. We'll go to someplace else by his end. So, al mishum, loshin bitl aniyim, the terrorist said, do it at the end. Vaitim of neach hashad, what's the chashad? Shloi hei oivrim vishovim oimrim, tovim merili yodim shloi aniyach peya besadeyu. That if you could leave over pay in the middle of your field, this person left it over in the middle, and what happened? Aniyim came and took it already. Now he continues finishing off the end of his field. When he finishes off the end of his field, his whole field is clean. So there's no tfuah left off. So somebody walking along now is going to think he didn't give off payah. So the terrorist says, as a chashad, people shouldn't be choshed that you did not leave over payah. We're telling you the mitzvah is to leave it off at the end. So at the end, everybody sees clearly you're leaving over payah. So you see, the terror was knocked upon chashad. Right to mishum baal tachala, don't clean off, don't end off your field. For the Gemara, oto kulu lav mishum tachala. That's the Torah, that's the pasuk. The Chura were only saying three reasons in this pasuk. And the Gemara, omar rov v'mleher ramoyim. The last pshat is the ramoyim. There are liars that if the din is you could leave it over in the middle, they b'emesim won't leave over one inch. They won't leave over. They're going to finish off cutting down the whole field for themselves. Now, at the end, Thurmans are coming up, tennis to them, wanting to leave over Peya. They'll say, Peya, I left it off a week ago. At the beginning of my field, I left it off. As if the din is, you could leave it off whenever you want, so the Ramoyim, the liars, could get away. You can never force a liar to give off Peya. He'll always say, I already left it over. So, therefore, that's another reason why the terrorist said, for that, let's leave off Peya at the end of your field. So, we see there's such an Indian not to be hushed in the eyes of other people.
Trying to show that the person might try to
jib out
the aniyim. This isn't
what he's doing. Okay, no, you're right. They're right. Aschashad. But the middle time, there's another time aschashad alone. That's what the Torah said. Right. The last time was not aschashad. Only one of the four times was aschashad. But that's the reason why the Torah said aschashad. Now, you did the mitzvah the way you were supposed to. You left it off in the middle. But somebody comes only at the end when you're finishing off the old field. They don't know you left it off. So that's why the Torah said, don't leave it off.
How does that... It says, have you done call out the Lakas?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it, but the other people don't do that.
Why do you not?
That's the Chiddush here. That's the Chiddush here. Even though you have some people don't do that, that Mishnah, still you should watch out for them also. Always try your best to be clean from everybody. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Radifa. Omer Rav Huna. Ner Sheyesh Loi Shtei Peyes. A ner, like a candle, has two sides to the candle. Oil Lebeis Ben Yodim. It could be used for two people. One person used this side, one person used the other side of the candle. Omar Rova, Milo Karo Shemin. You filled up a plate full of Shemin. The key for psilos. And you put psilos all around, all the sides. You have a few psilos. It depends. Careful, Kli. If you put a Kli on top that makes each psilo look separately, there's a separate piece for each psilo, then Oilo Lakamim Ben Yodim. Every single psilo then has its own shame there, and it can be Yetzah for eight Nair, say eight people, it can be Yetzah here. But on the top, you didn't put a kli on top of it. There's just one open plate here with just wicks coming out of the plate. Then, also kimi medura, b'chlal, this plate now looks like a bonfire. It's not even yaitse for one person. It doesn't look like a menorah, looks like a medura. And you have to have a special place for each psila.
What if you're doing it the second, third, or fourth nights? No matter what you do, it looks like a medura. No, this is only good for the
No, each night, what do you mean? You have separate openings for each one. So each one looks like its own special nair. Each one looks like a special nair, it looks like. Just take more down. It would tell me around each wick is a special thing. So each one looks like a special one there. Right, oh, my Rava. Shita Lee. Ner Beisoy v'ner Chanukah. Person doesn't have enough money only to buy one ner. He's on Shabbos Chanukah. What should he buy? Should he buy the ner to use for the ner Shabbos? Or should he buy the ner to use for ner Chanukah? He can't afford to buy for both of them. Is Alocha ner Beisoyodiv. It's more wichtig to buy the ner for Shabbos. Why? Mishum Sholem Beisoy. About the ner Shabbos in the Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis is more chosher than in the Prisum Anissa. And Sholem Bayis is the Yikav. And they're both only mid rabbonin. So vada this rabbonin is as far as more choshev than Ner Chanukah. Ner beisoy v'kiddush hayom. You only you have enough money. You have Ner Chanukah ready. Now it's a question. You have to go and buy out to buy something. You only have enough money either to buy Ner for Shabbos or else Ner for Chanukah. This time any Shabbos in the middle of the year. That you only have enough money to buy one of the two, either to buy neres for Shabbos or to buy yain for Kiddush. What should you do? Is vayta ner beisa yodid? It's still kedai to buy neres. Why mishum shalom beisa? Al shalom bayis, that's more choshev. Ar lechur Kiddush is midiraisa. So the time of Kiddush they say is eshtinz. It could be yaitz Kiddush with pas. But some of the guy has bread here. So only shali also wants to buy Kiddush to be yain to be yaitz Kiddush. So since you could make Kiddush on Pas, we say it's more Kedai to buy the Neris than Mekayim Sholem Bayis. Another time, even we don't have Pas either, of the Midiraisi could be Yaitse Kiddush Betfila. The Midiraisi Yaitse Kiddush by Zachreyu. That's what we say is supposed to be Zachar Allah Yayin, according to Allah Shita, is only Midirabonin. So about us only Midirabonin to use Yayin, there's a bigger Svara to use the money to buy Ner Shabbos, Al Sholem Bayis, that's Odif. Of a boy Rova. Ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayom mal. What's more choshev? Yitaka have neres for Shabbos. Now with the next money you want to either buy ner at Shabbos Chanukah, either you want to buy the ner for Chanukah, you want to buy yain for kiddush. Mal kiddush hayom odif to todim. Kiddush comes every single Shabbos. That's a more choshev a mitzvah. Or dilma ner Chanukah odif mishum pisum anisa. His boss said, "The boy, yes, declare the shaila. How the poshtu is poshtu the shaila ner Chanukah odif." Ner Chanukah is more choshev than Kiddush Hayom. Mishum Pasum Anisa. About here you be Mefarsim the Nes. That's a tremendous, like, Kvoit Shemayim, tremendous Mitzvah, Pirsum Nisa. That's more choshev than Kiddush. And right, like we said, either we're talking about where you have bread to pass, to make Kiddush on the pass, or else you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah's Kiddush by Tefillah, by Davening. Because only the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, Ner Chanukah is more choshev as the new Svar of Pasum Anisa. Rashi. Because if it's dark in the house, you're in tzar, you have no shalom then. It's tzar to eat that way, or I think more says you'll trip. So therefore, shalom bayis is supposed to have light in the house on Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna. Horogel b'ner, somebody is rogel to have ner. It's interesting, the Mashor says Loshin of horogel, doesn't say that he does it. Because Mikra Radin, who lights somebody near Shabbos even? Who lights near Shabbos? The women light near Shabbos. Horogel means that the man is rogel in making sure his wife lights neris. So horogel b'ner, hevele bono tamid chachomim. But z'chus zeh, you'll be zeichet to have children that are tamid chachomim. He zoyeh the mezuzah, somebody is nizir in the mitzvah's mezuzah, zoyeh l'dira noy, you'll be zoyeh to have a nice house. He zoyeh the tzitzis, you're nizir in the mitzvah's tzitzis, zoyeh l'talas noy, you'll be zoyeh to have a nice suit, tuxedo. He zoyeh the kiddush hayom, if you're zoyeh in making kiddush every Shabbos, after the mitzvah do with yayin, is zoyeh v'mala gorva yayin, you'll be zoyeh to have a lot of wine. Rav Huna, have you rogled, have you cholif, v'toni apischad Rav Avin. Rav Huna used to say to walk in front of the house of Rav Avin, Nagra the blacksmith, Choza devi rogel b'shar getuvi. So he was very rogel, it means he was very mezazer. Mezazer was his wife to light a lot of neris, so he made sure they were always nice neris. Omas, Rav Huna said, since he saw he was so nizer, and the mitzvahs, Ner Shabbos, or Rashi says Ner Chanukah, these two mitzvahs, Omar, he said, Trei gavi ravervi nofik mehocham. Havada will be zeichet to have two big tamid chachomim. And that's what happened. Nofik Menai Rav Idi Baravin, Rav Chiyah Baravin. Two big people came out. Rav Chizda, Hevi Rogel, the Hevi Cholif, Etonia Pisco, the Venesia, the Rav Shizvi. He used to learn and walk in front of the house of Rav Shizvi. Choza, the Hevi Rogel, Bishar Gatuvi. So he was always Nizer in lighting the Neris, even for Shabbos near Chanukah. Omar, so he said, Gavra Rabba Nofik Mehocha. There'll be a big person coming out of this house. Nofik Minayo Rav Shizvi. Came out of him Rav Shizvi. Rashi bonam tamid chachomim dechsiv kiner mitzvah v'toyre or ayidei ner mitzvah de Shabbos v'chanukah bo'or de Torah. As he was zeicher to be nizir in the mitzvahs of ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah, he was zeicher to have children tamid chachom that learn Torah. The Rav Avin Nagra choreshetsim. He was a carpenter. He chopped down wood. V'shagah de Shabbos chol v'toni oyve v'shoyne kloima oyve tomik. Said he used to walk in front of that house. Zvei nesiya oyve v'ikah di armi chomim v'shver. Nothing manayu lechosnei kibnoi. Heitachosin, your son-in-law is like your own son. By the Debesua, the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's wife. Have a ma'achro umadlekis law. She used to wait the last minute to light the Ner Chanukah. Trashi ma'achro umadlekis says Ner Shal Shabbos samach chasheicha. It's right before Shkia, she would go and light the Ner Shal Shabbos. Omar lo Rabbi Yosef. Yosef told her, no, it's not good to wait so long. Wait so late. Tanya, the Pasuk says, lo yomosh omet ha'onin yoimam v'omot ha'esh laila. That never went away in the Midbar, the 40 years, the Omar ha'onin v'yoim and the esh at laila. That means even when the Eish was still burning, it came up in the morning already, the Anon HaKovid. The Amor Eish Mashlim L'Yom Anon. Kol Zaman, the Anon, was still there, that's when the Eish came up. So here you see, you're not supposed to have a time where like one goes away and one comes in. So in other words, you should have the near Shabbos a little bit in Bajoyim. You should have the Eish there even before when it's still day. Don't wait the last second right before Shkia, but right a little bit earlier. Or Bezoish, we heard this. Sovrul lakdume. I'll start lighting 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Abazoi. So then you to light Ner Shabbos a little bit earlier. I'll be makdim dos. Or maleu sava tanino. Vavach shlo yaktim shlo yacher. Too early is no good either because it's not nikki doing l'shem Shabbos anymore. You light something 12 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon. It's not nikki being done l'shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light it too early. And no din too late right before shkia also not. So that's our minute that we do it 18 minutes before shkia. Came before the Anan went away. It's nice to have the Eish while it's still daytime before the Shkia comes. I'll do it very early. If you light it too early, it's not nikkur, it's being done the Shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light too early, you shouldn't light too late. Omar Rova, the Rochim Rabbonim, somebody that likes Rabbonim, Trashi, oh, if you like Rabbonim, Hevelei Bonim Rabbonim, it'll be a schus that your children will be Rabbonim. So Moike Rabbonim is a big zach, not only do you like them, but you give them covet, you give covet to Rabbonim, Hevelei Chasvenus Rabbonim, your son-in-laws will be Rabbonim then. You'll come into your mishpacha, Chasvenus, your own son-in-laws will be Rabbonim. The Dochim Rabbonim is the biggest madrega, you have Yura from the Rabbonim. Not only do you like them and you give them covered, but you have Yira from them, is who goof Ebitzum Rabbonim. You yourself will be Zeichet to be a Talmud Chochem. Vila Varhochi, but you're not Roy to be a Talmud Chochem, you don't know the Alam base yet. So I could say you'll be a Talmud Chochem. It means that people will listen to you, whatever you say will be Mekubal, like a Talmud Chochem. Trashi heavily bonim rabbonin, but yavosi aleim ka'av al ben, like a father to a son. Bila barhochi shein rogel lasik b'torah, person that rogel learning Torah, and then it means they'll have this chus that if he has yira from Talmid Chachamim, people have yira from him and they'll listen to what he's saying. Right, the Mishnah says b'leiv b'shem and sreifa. You can't light the menorah with shem and sreifa. Not the menorah, it's al Shabbos, it's about Madlikim. The Mishnah says, Ein Madlikim is Shem and Sreifa. My Shem and Sreifa, what does it mean you can't light Friday with Shem and Sreifa? What's Shem and Sreifa? Or my rabbi, it means Shem and Shel Truma. You have Truma, that's Shemin. Shenitma, it became Tomei. The Lord read, now that it's Tomei, you can't eat it. The din is supposed to burn it. So this Truma, since it's Tomei Sreifa, you shouldn't use it for near Shabbos. The Amai Korol is Shem and Sreifa. Why is it called Shem and Sreifa? Hoil is Sreifa Oymit. It's Oymit to be burnt. For the Gemara of a Shabbos in my time alloy, what's wrong with burning it? You're burning it down Friday, and the mitzvah is to be burnt. It's very good. You're doing two mitzvahs in one shot. What's wrong with burning this Shemin for near Shabbos? For the Gemara, Mitoch Shemitzvah Shemitzvah Olav. Levaroi, since you have a mitzvah that this should be burnt up, Gzera Shemayita. We're afraid you're going to be very worried now that it should be burnt out. So let's say you see the light flickering a little bit, you're going to be, oy vey, it may go out now, and I'm not going to make my mitzvah of sreifas, or truma, you go and fix the ner that it should burn well. So therefore, it's exactly, you shouldn't use it for ner Shabbos. Because we're afraid, shem meyit, you call to fix the ner to make sure it burns good. Rash shem meyita, today she is baro maher, it should burn better. Since it's a mitzvah, this shemen should be burnt, it's shemen, it's truma to meya, we're afraid you'll come to fix it on Shabbos. Should be mutter, because yontif you're allowed to burn something, even if it goes out, you want to make it burn better, and yontif you're allowed to make it burn better. So why can't you use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif? Alomatan, how come we learned weiter? It says, Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa be Yontif. You're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif. Why not? There it says, Gzeira Yontif Ota Shabbos. Ein Achnami. Mikwa din Yontif should be Mutis. Gzeira Yontif Ota Shabbos. Rav Chizdo Amano. L'Shem Meyat L'Chashim. That's not the reason why you can't use Shem and Sreifa. We're not afraid maybe you move it to make it burn better. Elohocho, what's our Mishnah talking about? The Yomtiv Shechaliyah Sarah Shabbos Askinim. We're talking about Yitaka lighting the nearest now for Shabbos. But what Friday? Not a regular Friday. We're talking about a Friday that's a Yomtiv. Friday is Yomtiv. Lefi Shein Sarfin Kutchim be Yomtiv. That's why you can't do it. You can't burn the Shemen on this Friday. That's Yomtiv because the cloud of Ein Sarfin Kutchim be Yomtiv. And since Truma is also has a Din Kutchim with it, so you're not allowed to burn this Truma on a Yomtiv. So since this Friday, that's Yomtiv, that's why it's awesome. But Enechnami, a regular Friday in the middle of the year, that's not a Yontif, you'd be allowed to burn it to Shem and Sreifa. But since you start to burn it on Friday, it's mutat let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the moment, we meet with Tony Seifa, in Madlikim and Shem and Sreifa. The Yontif, that's the next Mishnah, Mechlau, the Reisha, Lav, the Yontif, there are two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah says by Shabbos, a Madlikim and Shem and Sreifa. And the next Mishnah says, the Yontif. Mashma, the first Mishnah is not talking about Yontif. The second Mishnah is coming to explain the first Mishnah. What's the reason, the Pshah in the first Mishnah, that you can't light Shem and Sreifa on a Friday that's a Yomtiv? The fish and surf and Kotchim be Yomtiv. It's one reason, because you can't burn Kotchim on Yomtiv. Tani Kavos of Chizam, writer of Chizam, Kol Elu Shomru Madlikim Ben B'Shabbis, Madlikim Ben B'Yomtiv. All the Shemonim, you're not allowed to